taxes.
Okay, we're up to the Mishnah and Daf Samach Vomah with Beis. Today's Daf is Daf Samach Zayin. Mikirei Yerushalayim. Hayumalavim oto ad sukkah harishuna. The people who were the chashuvim of Yerushalayim used to walk along with the Mishalech at HaSeir until the first of the 10 sukkot. There were little booths that they had for his resting, refreshing, and for Livui along the way between Yerushalayim and the tzuk, where he would send off the Azazel. And they would be able to go up to the sukkah rishona, because that was the end of the tzum for them. Eser sukkot Yerushalayim v'yatzuk. There were 10 sukkot from Yerushalayim until the tzuk itself. Tishim bris, which was a total distance, not until the end of the sukkot, but until the end of the tzuk. In other words, between Yerushalayim and the cliff was a distance of 90 ris. Sheva u'mechzer l'chol mil. There's 7.5 ris for every meal, which means that in tishim ris there were 12 meal, which is on Shabbos midiraisa, the way that the Rambam paskin. So that's the end of the tzuk. Al kol sukkah v'sukkah, and in every stop along the way, Omrim lo harimazon, harimayim. They offered him food. They offered him drink in case he was faint and he had kibbutz. You know, but what happens if the man's walking in the desert? What if he needs? What if he needs to drink? So they offered him food. Umilavinoto misukah lasukah. They would walk from one sukkah to the next with him because the people in each sukkah were able to go. They had stayed over there that night, so they were able to walk from that sukkah to the next sukkah. There would still be only one meal. Meal is 2,000 amot, which is the yeshir of the Tum Shabbos. So for them, it was okay to walk up to the next sukkah. Then there would be another group of people that would meet him. They would be malavim up to the one after that. So basically, they were malavim the entire way, except chutz me'acharon shavim, except the last sukkah. The last sukkah, since there were 10 sukkot, and it was a ris, which was 12 meal, it means the last two meal didn't have a sukkah. They didn't walk up with him all the way. They would stand from afar, and they would watch him from afar. There's a number of different pshatim. Why specifically they made it this way, that they shouldn't be able to go with him? Some say because it says, and if it was within the range of the tum of people that lived there, it wouldn't be Eretz Gezeira. People had been shavis there. So therefore, it needed to remain a place that was meruchak, that was in the midbar. They were malavim as far as they could go. Others learn that the Indian over here was to not to allow witnessing of the Lashon Shazahuris, to see whether it turned white. So they didn't want people, we'll see later on that there was a hakada after the, unfortunately, the Madrega went down and it didn't used to turn white all the time. So it was tremendous time in Klal Yisrael. So they weren't mefarsim it this way. Only he would know, only the Mishaleach would see whether it was Malbin, but it wouldn't be something that would be in everybody's knowledge. We'll see later on that there was a gradual change where they would to our churches who read. Yeah, but I mean, the Tosfos Yontif Shkrat, there has to be Eretz Gezeirah, is very, very established. So the last one was not Malava all the way to the Sukkot. Mahayao said, once he got there, what did he do? Cholek Lashon Shal Zuhurit. So he cut in half the Lashon Shal Zuhurit. Chetzio Kashur Besela. He would tie half of it to a stone, which would remain in place. The Chetzio Kashur Ben Shnei Karnavim would tie half of it between the horns of the Sayer. The Dachfole Achorav. And then he would push the Sayer backwards from its Galgel V'Yoreid, and it would roll down the steep cliff. By the time it was halfway down, it was already shattered. Now he would go back to the sukkah achrona, even though the ma'aseh that it is that someone who's yotze, even if he's yotze b'rishus from the tchum, we only give him alpayim amos. No, he would be walking 4,000 amos because he's walking 2 mil. But nonetheless, it's a sakana for him to remain there alone. So Rabbanu would matter him to be sharp. When it says in the pasuk, "Hamishaleach," it says, "Sayir la'azazel yitamei begadav." So he has to now yechabeset begadav. What point that his begadim become tamei? Mi shiyatza chutz l'chomat Yerushalayim. The moment that he left the actual city of Yerushalayim was Rabbi Shimon Omer mishat chiyato letzuk. That no, it says "Hamishaleach et sayir la'azazel." Hashem that shiluach la'azazel, not the beginning of the path, but the actual shiluach, meaning throwing it off the cliff. That was the moment that he becomes mitamei begadav. Tana Rabban. Now in the Braita, we see that there are more than just the day that's listed in the Mishnah, and that the Mishnah actually represents the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Eser Sukkot v'shneim asar milin. Now, you, the Rabbi Meir, so according to Rabbi Meir, that's the sheet in our Mishnah. It's tishim ris, with which if the ris sheva v'mechzer ris to a meal, gives a shneim asar mil. And then between the distance we were within a one tchum Shabbos from one sukkah to the next, So that gives us 10 Sukkot, and the last two meal were not covered by Sukkot. So this is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Teisha Sukkot, Asara Mili. The Tzuk was at meal 10, and there were 9 Sukkot up to that last one, which means that they really could be Malabim from the last one, because it wasn't out of range. And that way we only needed 9 Sukkot, which gives us basically 11 points. In other words, Yerushalayim, 9 Sukkot, and the Tzuk. So that means that we were covered completely with Malabim within. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, I mean, if that's the point, the Chamesh Sukkot. I mean, what they really had was 5 Sukkot. Because, after all, anybody who stayed overnight in the Sukkot could make an error. So you could actually walk 2 meals. Why did you have to cover it with 1 meal between each Sukkot? So this way, each person in that Sukkot, they made an Eruv. From each Sukkot, they were Malavim to the next Sukkot, they Eruv. And this way, you only need 5 Sukkot. Omar Rabbi Yossi said, the truth is, my son zittled me a little bit, you know, he was kidding around with me, but he told me, you know, Dad, if you're ready to start talking about an Eruv, you can get away with 2 Sukkot. Because you could have a number of people that are there. Some people have an Eruv in one direction, other people have an Eruv in the other direction. So what happens is you cover basically 4 mil. 2 people go out with him to be Malavim, 2 people come to meet him midway, then they walk with him. The other people that made the Eruv in the other direction, they walk with him halfway, where he's met by the people that are coming from the next Sukkah. And then you can be Malavim to the Sukkah with an Eruv. You cover the entire distance with 2 Sukkot and 4 Eruv, basically, in all directions. So that's, not that it's a practical thing. He didn't really mean it, but that's a good point. Good point. In terms of the, it's a long distance thing. It's not practical. It doesn't satisfy the other requirements. You're just saying, well, I said, if that's the thing, then you can manage. Thank you, the International Committee. Sorry to bother you. I see. No. Okay. Following instructions. You know this Bible. Today's is better than this. It's a pure reading, but now I can't see your faces. All right. So ima yedei eruv yochalani lazad achilu shtei sukkot v'asarai mili kibban azla hadatanya chutz miacharon shebehem. And what about the continuation of the bright over here that says that the last one lo igia imolatzu didn't come all the way to the tzuk ela omed merachog v'roed masav, that they would stand far away and watch him? That's going to Rabbi Meir, because according to all the other shitot, they made it actually very possible that he should be at the tzuk. They should have people being malachim to the tzuk. There'd be no problem. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the last tzuk would actually be at the tzuk. They would offer him food and drink. Actually, never once in history did anybody make use of the food or water that was offered on Yom Kippur. The only reason we do it, if he knows he's got the option, you know, so it's easier to withstand it. If you don't think you have the option, then you're dying. I can't go on for another minute. You know? If every time he gets to a sukkah, somebody offers him something he can drink, so it's easy to go on. What exactly was the point of cutting it in half? If the point of the Lashon Shazuri is to be able to see that there should be a simen of Imuchatayechem Kashanim Kashelag Yalbino, as we'll see later on, which is the whole remez for the need for the Lashon Shazuri. So why not just tie the whole thing onto the stone? Throw the sawyer over, and then you'll look at the stone and you'll see whether it turned white or not. No. You see, the key in the mitzvah b'sawyer, the chiyuv over here is not just to take care of the Avonot B'nai Yisrael. It's to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to throw the Sayyar down. There's Gzeirah. Doesn't matter whether they got Kapara or they didn't get Kapara. Now, if Lamaisa, Dilma Kadim Umalvin, if you tied it only to the stone, and now, before you even sent the Sayyar Lazazel, perhaps it turned color already. I mean, remember, the Sayyar Lazazel is not Mark. So that's the Vidui of the Sayyar. That's Machab. You're doing your Avaida, I understand, but it's not anything that's not Mark of Kapara. So it could have turned white before. So if it turns white before, the guy's going to forget about doing the mitzvah of the Sawyer. Miyad Madaik is going to be so happy, and they'll figure, okay, we go home. It's all over, you know, because you get tied up in the results rather than in the avoda you're supposed to be doing. So therefore, he tied it onto the Sawyer. Okay, so tie the whole thing onto the Sawyer already. Sometimes it may land with its head bent back underneath its body, and then you won't be able to see it. So then there'll be no way now that he would be able to get to see it. So he wasn't careful in how it went. So this way we have it both ways. If Lumaisa, he knows that he's busy doing the Avaida, and the last thing he does is that he ties this between the gorns of the Sawyer. So if that's the last thing he does, even if it turns white, he's not going to forget to throw it over. He's being Isaac now in Israel. To say that it will turn white the moment that he turns into the cellar when he's in the middle of working with the Lashon Shel Zivurit is also not reasonable. Let's turn half white before then. In other words, okay, once it's in place already, if in place would mean the cellar, so it might turn white on the cellar. If I'm in the middle of working on it, it's not going to turn white, and I didn't tie it yet. But the moment that I tie it to the sayer, it may turn white, but at that point I'm not going to forget to throw the sayer over. So in Mela, this way we could get both things. We have our siman, that's not going to get lost, no matter what happens to the sayer. And we guarantee that he's going to complete now the aveda of the throwing off on the cliff of the sayer.
Ties it to the rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise it'll blow away. It's all just logistic. Tana Rabbana. Berishana yu koshun lashon shezurit al petach ulam mibachutz. It used to be that they would tie the lashon shezurit on the doorway to the ulam openly. Everybody could see it. And then what happened was, Yilbina Yusmechin, Lilbina Yuatsuvi. So if it turned white, everybody was happy. But if it didn't turn white, it was a disastrous Yom Kippur. Everybody was miserable and so on, which is not the way Yom Kippur was supposed to be. They decided that they won't put it in the public eye. Put it behind the Petach Ulam. So only from the inside of the Ulam could you see. And who's going to go in? That's Ulam only for the Aveda. But Lamaisa, people would peek. You made tzitzin veroim. They would peek and find out. So they would see it. And then he'll be in Ayusmechim. Lo he'll be in Ayuatsavim. Itkinu shukoshim atol chetze v'selah v'chetze ben karnav. And that's when they made this takana to make it work out that Lamaisa will have a simon, but that only Yodei Davar will know. Omrim Nachum Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, Burishona yukoshim lashon shazurit apetach olam mibifnim. וכיוון שהגיע סעיר למדבר, היה מלבין, וידעו שנעשית מצוותו. שני מראים יהיו חתיכם כשנים, כשלג ילבין. לא היה מגיע למחצית ההר. Okay, so now it's not says Eivorim, Eivorim. Can I use this Eivorim as dog food? I mean, they just have to leave them there. What is Eivorim? So, אותם יבואלו, אותם Eivorim, מים בהנאה. Are they asur bahana'a? No, already it was nasis mitzvahs. So Rav and Shmuel argue about this. Chadamar mutarim, chadamar asurim. Mandi omar mutarim, dichtiv. Torah says that it should be nasa sa'ir elav, shilachat sa'ir bamidbar. So bamidbar means like a midbar, right? I mean, it's telling me a midbar. Anything in a midbar is simply hefker, open for anybody's usage. So it should be hefker ke midbar, which means it's mutar bano. Uman yomar asurim dechtiv, eretz gizera. Let's try to gizera. Gizera is that there's a sense of isur. We'll make a gizera on some sort of creating isurim on it. Here too, the lashon of gizera means it's a tough place, a place that creates isurim. So if you hold it, it's asur. How do you understand the lashon of midbar? I midbar my avitle. That's like a tanya. Three times the Torah repeats a concept of hamidbar. So it says l'shalach oto lazazel hamidbara v'shilach biyad ishiti hamidbara v'shalach atasair bamidbar. What exactly was the need for these three midbars? L'rabod no v'givon shilo beitalami. They're there in order to tell me that the particular aveda is not something that's miyuchet for the Beis Olam and for the Beis Hamikdash. That even in the Bomeis of Novi Givon and in the Mishkan of Shiloh, there was also an Aveda of the Sarah Mishtaleach, the Ida, Hagzeira, Mayavidle, and the other man, the Omar, what does he do with the Lashon of Gzeira, which is Mashma Isur, and he's darshing Midbar to tell me that it's Efkik Midbar and Wutter. Mibayle Lilkitanya, Gzeira, he uses it for the following. Gizera, the word Gizera means chatucha. Chatucha in reference to the oretz. An oretz chatucha would mean that you have all types of sharp, pointed rocks, pinnacles, and a very steep incline going down. So it's telling me exactly that it should be not a gentle slope, but rather something that is sharp and rough and destructive. That's what Gizera would mean. Dabar acher, Gizera ledabar hamit gazer v'yoreid. It's also a reference to the Sayer itself. The Sayer itself should be thrown in such a way that it's broken into pieces. Furthermore, Dabar acher, Gizera. Gizera means Shema tomar ma'aseh tohu. You will say this is crazy, primitive, and nonsense. Tamud lomar, it's a Gizera milafanah. Ani Hashem gizartiv, ve'en lecha reshut la'arher behem. It's not up to you to try to figure out what this means. It's a gezeira, but I assure you, it's not primitive nonsense. What if the little green men gathered it up, and now they tell you to feed it to your dog? What are you going to do then? They're not stupid enough to eat this sarilas. Let me tell you, all of those avers, they have no interest in it. It's only humans that are interested in that kind of thing. Omar Rav, Stavik Madiyamar Mutarim. It's much more reasonable. I mean, I'm not sure who it was. Was it Rav and Shmuel? But whoever it was, it's much more Stavik to say it's Mutar. What's the Torah say? Send something away, down a cliff, and what? And now it's Usser. And if anybody who comes along and uses the thing, it's going to be over and out there. Or what does he know? What, where he finds something lying there? So it doesn't make sense for the Torah to say that we're going to throw it away and then it'll cause Takala. Obviously, if it says to do this, it means it's Mutar. Tana Rabbanan Azazel. What's the Lashon of Azazel? Azazel is the Lashon of Az and El. She Az v'kasheh. So it's something that has to be. I skipped something. I just said that. See, Az v'kasheh. Yochel b'yishuv. You might think this, that you have a place like that. It could be, outside by the garbage dump or a gay beninom or something. And that's also Az v'kasheh. No. Talmud Omar b'midbar. Minayin shebatzuk. How do you know that it has to be dafka in this place where there's an actual tall cliff? Talmud Omar gizerah. It means hatucha. Tanidach azazel means kasheh shebaharim. The lashon of El. As it says, et elei ha'aretz lakach. So az el means a tzuk, which is the worst of the tzukim. So az el, the most powerful of the tzukim. Kasha shabahar. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmol, the real remez to azazel is that it's mechaper al maaseh uza, or azah va'azael. So the malachei chavala that came down at the time of the Mavel, they were the ones that took b'nei, the vayar b'nei ha'elohim et b'no ta'adam, which means it's a reference to the arayot. They caused the Mavel. With their arayot, so to be mechaper on that maisa comes along Yom Kippurim. Tana Rabbanan et mishpatai. At the end now of the whole parsha, not coincidentally, now that we've said that Yom Kippur has in it the special aveda of the Seir La'azazel to be mechaper on arayot. So not coincidentally, the parsha of arayot is achrimot. Everybody looks for these silly reasons. Why do we read the arayot on Yom Kippur? I'm sure you've heard that. Why do we read the arayot on Yom Kippur? Bad to be ma'irah people to do tshuva. I mean, they can never curse them all in Yom Kippur. It's the kapur. It's in achrimot. Why do we read it? It's part of what Yom Kippur is. But in any event, the closing of that parsha, et mishpatai ta'asu, and then it closes with ve'et chukotai tishmor. So what are these two levels? Et mishpatai ta'asu. That's dvarim she'il malei nichtavu, dinu she'ikatfu. There are things which even if they hadn't been written, they ought to be written. Ve'eluhem, avodat kochavim, gidui arayot, shvichut damim. Now the mitzvah gidui arayot does not really make sense over here. The Rambam lists gidui arayot as chukim, not as mishpatim. As the Rambam says, the most reasonable thing that any normal human being would want would be certainly be to marry his children to each other. I mean, why would he want to spread his genes and his wealth and everything else? It's certainly, you can't call that mishpat. The fact that something is a taboo doesn't make it mishpat. The fact that people don't like arayas doesn't make it mishpat. It has to be something that makes sense to people. It certainly doesn't make sense. Therefore, it should be considered to be chok. And the Rambam lists it as chok, obviously. I mean, as the Mephoshim bring over here, he must have had a different gears. Because over here, it says, in the Shemona program, it says, perish the chok. Here it says that it's included in the Mishpat. The Marsha tries to answer by saying maybe it means over here, Il Mole Nichtavu means since it was already given to B'nai Nayach, so we didn't have very difficult shot. So it was already given to the B'nai Nayach, so there's no reason why it should, even if it wasn't written, I would already know it, because one of Shevin is B'nai Nayach. Okay. It's certainly the level of taboo is already the level of the Sina to B'nai Nayach. But in any event, I mean, things like the Medes Kirchovim, Amshvichas Domim, Gezel, Birchas Hashem, I mean, those things every idiot understands that they're inappropriate. As chukosai tishmuru, these refer to dvorim shasatan meshiv aleihem. Those are things that make no sense. The satan is constantly telling people, look at this nonsense, these mitzvahs, what achilat chazir, levishat shatneis, chalitzat yevama, taharat mitzorah, throwing birds around, sprinkling blood on big toes. I mean, come off it, man. And the Sermish Taleah were throwing something off a cliff into pieces. I mean, where are these guys coming from? Like voodoo. So Shema Tomar Maaseh Tohuhem. So you might think that indeed this is all just a sop to our worst inclinations. Ani Hashem Chakaktiv, I made these chukim in the Bria. Ve'in lecha reshut laharher b'hem. You have no right to reconsider them. So now we have at the closing of the Mishnah, machloket, from what point the person who's carrying out, bringing out the Sarmish Taleah, is metame begad. So the Braita, it expands this. It's like this. Hamishaleach. First of all, it says, v'hamishaleach atasa'ir la'azazel yechabes begadav. So the Mishaleach means only the Mishaleach is metame begadim. V'ein ha'shaleach et ha'mishaleach metame begadim. All these people that were being malavahim. So there is sort of being mishaleach, the mishaleach. That's not included in the mishaleach at the sa'ir. It's only the person who's actually being metapel in the sa'ir, not those who are being metapel and the one who's being metapel. Yocho mishi yatzach hutzuko matazara. So you might think, the moment that he leaves the azara but hasn't left the city yet, should also be metami. Tamud lomar, therefore it says, v'am mishaleach. So in other words, he has to already be on his way outside of the city. Ah, so that's the case. Yochol achiagia latzu. So you might think now that means that he should now come all the way to the tzur. Mishaleach, he's still on his way. He can get there yet. Mishaleach. So therefore, how do we understand it? Sarkeitza. Mishi atzach utzukomat Yerushalayim, but hasn't yet gotten to the tzur. So now he's on his way. And he's really on his way. He's outside of the city. So at that point, he becomes tamei and is begun to become tamei. Rabbi Yossi on there? No. It says, Yerushalayim azayil azazel. Let's not forget the closing. Why is that three people azazel? We understand where he's going. You've said it 50 times. Pshat is when he comes now to the Azazel. That's the pshat. Then Yechabes Begadav. So Zorko Bevat Rosh, he once gives it that one push. At that moment, he was a Mishaleach. That's a bit of Mishaleach. Hasn't yet itself rolled down, but that instant, he's Metame Begadav. Didn't have to be met. We're going to darshan. How many machanais and so on. That's the next circuit. Ready? Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we've followed the Mishalech HaSayir. The Kohen Gadol was still back in the Beis HaMikdash. He had handed over the Sayir to the Ishiti. What was happening back in the Beis HaMikdash? The next thing that happened after he handed over the Sayir Mishalech to the Ishiti is that he comes now to the Par V'Sayir HaNisrafim. He's already brought the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sayir, and now he has to take care of the emurim. So what he does is, he's Karan, he has to cut them open, because the rest of them was burnt, plus it was burnt with Chutzlamachan, which was another Shigua, later on. But he had to take off the emurim that would be put on the Mizbeach, and he took these emurim in the Tanan Bemekis, he put them inside of a pot in order to be makir them. The Hiktiran Agabe HaMizbeach, and the Gemara, it will point out that, of course, this doesn't mean the Hiktiran, because he was not makir until after the Akravas HaMusafim. But it means Lehaktiran. He now set them aside, took the emurim, put them inside of a container, and that was in order to be mocked to them later on the Mizbeah. Then he went back to the actual body that was left of the Parvasoyer, Kal'an b'miklaot, and he now entwined them in these carrying staves. Some learned Kila'an means that he left the skin on the meat, and there was no nituach, that we'll see in the Gemara, there was no nituach that came after Hefshet. The meat wasn't meant to be brought up, so the skin was left on. So he did not separate completely. This is what Rambam says. He didn't separate completely the pieces. The pieces were still connected with skin. Therefore, he would enwrap them in themselves and carry them, not as a whole body, but as a body that was still connected with skin, the miklaot, in order to be soyer. Not that there would be straps that would hold the bodies of the part of the soyer as he carried them. And Votzian Lebeit HaSreifa, and these now were taken out, Lebeit HaSreifa, and there too, those who took it out would be Matane Begani, Umiyem Matai Metamim B'yek Begadim. How about those? The Parachatat V'Sirachatat says, Yotziel Michutz L'machaneh, V'sarfu B'esh Et Orotam V'et B'saram. So at what point do these people now have to be Mechabes B'gdehem? Umiyem Matai Metamim Begadim? Mishi Yatzu Chutz L'Chomat HaZorah. From the moment that they leave the Chomat HaZorah, as opposed to the Sarmish Taleah, And Rabbi Shimon says, no, only after you actually started burning the Evarim, and at what point, Mishiyatzita Urbiruban, once the fire caught on to Rove of the Aver, at that point, it was now Matani begun. Says, come on, when you say that he put the Emurim in the Megis, Uvehiktiran, you can't mean that. Viktiran, Salka Daita? How could it be? Now's not the time that you do the Aktorah. You're still wearing the Big Day Lava. He just got finished doing the Vidui, which is done in Big Day Lava, handing it over to Ishiti. He hasn't gone to the next change of a Begadim, which is what we're getting to. And we know that all of this was done in Big Day Zahav. He had to do Elov, Elaham, and so on. First, then there was the Kafu Machata. And then, after that, there was another Tefillah for the Musafim, and then the Evorichata. He's got a lot of work to do yet before he gets to Vahaktiran. So he's saying Vihiktiran. Elaina Lehaktiran. Talking about over here, he put it in there in order to keep it in the Megiz, in order to be Maktered when it would be time to be Maktered. Kila'an b'miklaot. Omer of Yochanan, this means kimin klia, like a braid. The Evorim were braided, embraided. Tana. No, the Evorim. The Emurim are in a Megiz. Now he comes to wrap, to take the body, what's left that's going to be burnt after removing the parts that will be put on the Mizbeach. They were put in Miklai. And the next piece is Mashma like the Rambam, because now in the context of that Kliya, we read a brighter that says Tana. Lo haya menatchani tuach basar ola. What does this have to do with the Kliya? We're going to Rambam. That's exactly the point. We didn't do the Nituach of the Evorim, of the Parvisoyer and Nisrafim, the way we would do Nituach of an Ayla. Nituach of an Ayla, first there was Hefshet that removed the skin, and then we had the Evorim very neatly and beautifully, but we bring them Agabe Mizbeach. But these Evorim were meant to be brought Agabe Mizbeach. These Evorim were meant to be burnt Michutz Machane in the Makom Adeshen. So therefore, they weren't Menateach Nituach Basar Olah. They left the Or Al Gabe Basar. Minan Emile, how do we know that? So the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Nemar Kan Oro Basar, talks by the Parvasur of Yom HaKippurim. It says, Et Orotam, Vet Bisaram, Vet Pirsham. So mentioned separately the Or, the Basar, and the Perish, the waste products of the digestive system. Nemar Lahalan, but it also says by the Dinim of the Parkoin Mashiach, also mentions Or Ubasar Vaperish there. It says Kol Bisaro, Rosho, Ka'ab, Kirbo, Kirsho. So Mala Alana Yadei Nituach. Just like over there, and this the Gemara is going to prove tomorrow, that was done Al Yadei Nituach. V'lo Al Yadei Hefshet. Havkan on Yom HaKippurim. It was Al Yadei Nituach. V'lo Al Yadei Hefshet. Yeah, we could actually, if you don't mind, I mean, it's not that long, huh? We could finish the two dots. But, I mean, Olam, why is it a given that when it comes to the part of the Kohen Mashiach, why is it a given that over there was Al Yadei Hefshet? The Tanya, the Braisa, points out now in Zvachim, V'kirbo u'pirsho. It says in the Torah, after saying the Kirbo Pirsho, the very next word in the next passage is Vohotzi et kol haparo michutz lamachan. First it talks about Orapar, Kol Bisaro, Rosho, Kraav, Kirbo, Pirsho, Kol Hapar. So what's the Vohotzi? Kol Hapar, no? Malamit Shemotzio Shalem. So what does this tell me? This tells me that you have to take out the entire thing, basically still connected. Maybe that means that you have to take it out and also burn it while it's all one body. No, can't mean that. Because Ne'amar Kan Rosho Kra'av, V'ne'amar La'alan Roshu Kra'ayim. It says by the Eila, it also uses the Lashon of Rosh V'Kra'ayim. It says, V'orchu et ha'netachim, et ha'rosh, v'et ha'padem. And then it says, Ha'kerev v'Kra'ayim. So it, using exactly the same references. So Ma'la'alan ha'yedei nituach, Afkana Yadei Nituah, in which case, must mean that there wasn't Nituah, it wasn't Sholem, that it was the entire body, because you're comparing it to Eilah. So how do we understand what happened? Must mean, therefore, that Imala Alana Yadei Hefshet, Afkana Yadei Hefshet, you might think that indeed, it doesn't have skin that holds it together. Talmud Lomar, Vikirbo Pirsho. Huh? My Talmud, I understand. How does Vikir Bohu Persho prove that the whole body was together? It has absolutely nothing to do with it. Omer of Popa. No, it means it's comparing now the Bisaro and Oro to Kir Bohu Persho. By definition, the Kir Bohu Persho means Persho is Bikir Bohu. We're all those waste products that are contained in the intestines. So just like a Shemsha Persho, Bikir Bohu, Kach Bisaro, the Oro. And we use it in the same way. Therefore, it means that indeed there was a nituach. So I'm not burning a body. I'm burning pieces of meat. However, lemaisa, I'm carrying out kol hapar. How do I carry out kol hapar? Because it's all connected with the or. In which case, says the Rambam, that's the meaning of the Kliya. The Kliya is that the pieces were intertwined with each other because of the connectedness and elasticity of the ore. So we look at that as like a braid of the Parvus Ayir. Right. The sticks were just hold on either side, and they were wrapped on the sticks itself. Others learned it's like a stretch of it.
How many which one was it?
Four.
They weren't connected by their meter.
Wasn't, huh?
Wasn't just a guy. Mm-hmm. And they weren't connected by their meter, the joint.
Correct.
Just therefore, you can move one inside the other.
Yeah. Okay, to our Rashi brings over here a contradiction in the Piyutim of Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir. He uses the lotion of Ris in the Shkolin when he talks about the measurements. So in one place, Rashi points out, he says, Shloshim Kanim is the Ketzav Haris. But Shloshim Kanim as a Ris doesn't work out to 7.5 Ris per meal, Taina's Rashi. Because the Koneh that was used by the Malach in Yecheskel, he was the engineer Malach, remember. He was using his little laser measuring thing. Was 6 amot, it was about 2.5 meter measuring rod. So then that wouldn't work out. But he brings a brice from the Sifri that does bring it out, and it brings the Rebbe Lezer HaKalir as another place where he has a klovet in basically in the sukkahs, the Gabi the Nisach HaMayim and so on. So there's all these poems by Rebbe Lezer HaKalir. And over there he brings the wrist the way it works out in our sukkah. It works out very well. About the Shvatim is very interesting. There's a lot of discussion. And we find very often Rishonim quote Rebbe Lezer HaKalir as if it's a raya, like on the level of Bryce's. Nobody really knows who Rebbe Lezer HaKalir is. He often identifies himself in his acrostic, but he never says where he comes from. Oftentimes, acrostic writers would write their name, and they would say from so and so and so. And he would always, even if he expanded in a very long acrostic, he would say Rebbe Lezer HaKalir HaKrostik. They used the word acrostic writers in those days, and the Latin in those days also. But it's a very interesting Kabbalah that shows up in a lot of places that Rebbe Lezer HaKalir was the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. This is wild. But he seems definitely to have been a Tana. He's always a Raya on the level of Christ. Not a small thing, and we find a lot of the people that were nagging to the Piyutim and to the Kines and so on. There's a lot of the Rambam talks about the garbage and a lot of these slichas, Piyutim, are horrible. They're just stupid. They're full of mistakes, and the poetry is lousy. And so, but even those people who like were very against it were very careful about Rebbe Lezer HaKalir. That's brought in the Achronim that they try to be mavatal the various editions for Shkolim and Purim and so on. They have these editions of Lezer HaKalir, and they try to make a takana to be mavatal the reading of it. It says the people in the Beis Din all died that year. It's like they better not touch with Lezer HaKalir's poetry.
Rabbi, if he had useless like that, why wouldn't he use it?
מיקירי ירושלים, אם היו מלווים אותו עד סוכה ראשונה, עשר סוכות מירושלים יצאו. 90 ריס, 7 במחצה לכל מיל. על כל סוכה וסוכה אומרים לו, הרי מזון והרי מים, ומלווים אותו מסוכה לסוכה, חוץ מאחרון שבהם, שאינו מגיע עמו לצוק, אלא עומד מרחוק ורואה את מעשיו. What were מעשיו? מה היה עושה? חולק לשון שזהורית, חצי הוא קשור בסלע, חצי קשור בין שני קרנב ודוח חולה אחוריו והוא מתגרגל ויורד ולא היה מגיע לחצי הער עד שנעשה איבורים איבורים בו וישב לו תחת סוכה האחרונה עד שתחשך ומיים אותם מתעמי בגדים מי שיצא חוץ לחומת ירושלים רבי שמעון אומר משעת תחייתו לצוק תנו רבנן 10 סוכות ושם 12 מילים היו דבר רבי מאיר רבי יהודה אומר 9 סוכות ו10 מילים רבי יוסי אומר חמש סוכות, ויוז אין עירוב, ועשרה מילים היו. וכולם על ידי עירוב, אומר רבי יוסי, סך לי על עזר בני, אם על ידי עירוב, I can make it work out even with just 2 סוכות ועשרה מילים. כמה נוז לא הודת תניה, חוץ מאחרון שבהם שלא הגיע עמו לצוק אל עומד מרחוק ורואה את מעשיו. That's only like רבי מאיר, because according to רבי יונה רבי יוסי, obviously, from the last סוכה, you were already at the צוק, or you certainly could go with him to the צוק. על כל סוכה וסוכה אומרים לו הרי מזון והרי מים תנא מעולם לא הוצרך אדם לכך אלא שאינו דומה מי שיש לו פת בסלו למי שאין לו פת בסלו מה היה עושה חולק לשון שזורי why do we do the חלוקה? Not to recule בסלו no because Even the mitzvah of the Torah, you have to be careful not to miss out on that, you see. So, Duma Kodimu Malbi. Oh, he's going to be so happy now. Miatra Daita. Now, forget about it. I just will go home. So, Vanakta Kula Ben Karnav. That's because even the Gomish Lagarish of Allah Daita, you won't be able to know. Tan Rabbanam Rishana, Yukoshin Lashon Shazuri, Tapetacholam Nibachutz in the public. So then he'll be in a Yusmechin, but lo will be in a Yatsavim amid Baishin. But still, and of course, you know how Jews keep secrets. So, then, of course, he got out, and he'll be in a Yusmechin, lo will be in a Yatsavim. That way, the last thing that you do is Ben Karnav, so that even if it would turn white, he would already finish the Aveda of this side. Omer Rabbi Nochum Bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Elazar HaKafar Berishana Yukoshin Lashon Shazur Ita Petach Ulam Bibifnim V'kiman Shigi Asayil Amidbar Immediate Ayali Haya Malbin V'yadu Shana Seit Mitzvato Shinema Im Yiyu Chato Echem Kashanim Kashela Yalbino Lo Haya Magi Ala Machatzitari Boilu Otam Evarim Mahim Bahana'a Rav Shmu Chad Amar Mutarim Khanamara Suri, Mangyal Mutarin Gifti Bamidbar, Hefter Kamidbar, Mangyo Marasurin, Yiftib Gizera, Eretz Gizera, Mangyo Marasurin, what does he do with the Midbar? Mibaila Kitanya. Hamidbara, Hamidbara, Bamidbar. You have three ribuyin to tell me that there's a fear of Benov and Givon Shiloh Betolami. The Ida Hagzera Mayavidai, Mibaila Kitanya. The word gezerah does not mean iser. The word gezerah means chatucha, referring to the tzuk. Dover acher en gezerah, dover amit gazer, the arayt, referring to the sawyer. Dover acher gezerah, shema tomar maase tohu. Talmud omar, ani Hashem gizalti. Ein lecha rishut la'an erbe. Omar rova mistabra kemam di omar mutarim. Because it's not reasonable. The law amra Torah shalach to get people into trouble with takala. Tener Rabbanan Azazel Minshe Az and El Yochob Yishuv Tamid Lomer Bamidbar Minanche Betzuk Tamid Lomer Gizera Tani Yidach Azazel means an Az that is El Sheba Azim. That was Kasher Shebarim. V'chenu Omer Vet Elei Haaretz Lokach. Tani Devei Rabbi Shmuel Azazel means a Kapora on Maaseh Azav Azel. Tener Rabbanan Mishpatay Tasu. What is Mishpat? Dvarim shiil malay nichtavu dinu shiikatvu, such as avodat kochavim and shvichas damim gezel berachas Hashem and some of the years of givlei arayot et kukotai tishmuru dvarim shasatan meshiv aleihem ve'elohin achilat chazir levishat shat neiz chalitzat yivama tarat mitzora v'sor mishtaleya v'shem atomar indeed maasei tohuim tamlom ani Hashem chakakti ve'en lecha rishut la'aner bahem. In what time it may be gone, Ton Rabban and Meshaleh, Metame begun, and Meshaleh, Eta Meshaleh, Metame begun. Yochomishi Atsachut Chomata Zara, the way we find later on by the bringing the Bosser to the Beit HaSrifa, Tamud Lomar, Meshaleh, he a Meshaleh, Roshiel Atsuk, Tamud Lomar, Va Meshaleh. Okay, so Mishi Atsachut Chomat Yushalay, Tibri Rabbi Yoda. Rabbi Yosemer, it says Azazel Vachibes, Achigiel Atsuk, is not going to be in need of kibbutz begadim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'amishalech et ha'sa'ir la'azazel yechabes begadav, which means until he actually does the azazel piece, not that he just gets there, so it has to be zorko bevat rosh, and then he's mitame begadim. Balo etzopar v'saran esrofim kor'on v'otziyatei mureyem nitanan v'magis v'hiktiran agabe ha'misbeah. Then kal'an b'miklaot v'tzion b'beit ha'sreifa. Mi'im atay metamin begadim v'motziin l'sreifa. Mishi yetzu chutz l'chumat ha'azara. Rabbi Shimon omer mishi yatzita ur b'ruban. V'hiktiran tzak b'aitach? No, I mean lehaktiran agabei ha'mitzvah. Kal'an b'miklaot. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. This means k'min kliya. Tan elohayim enatcha nituach basar olah. Hello, or remains agabei basar. Minani b'yotani Rebbe Yomer Nehmar kan or basar perish. Nehmar lahalan or basar perish. Ma lahalan ayde nituach v'lo ayde yavshet. Afkan ayde nituach v'lo ayde yavshet. And how do you know the parkland Mashiach is nituach v'lo yavshet? The Tanya. V'kirvo u'pirsho v'otzi. Malamet shemotzi o'shalem. Yochol, he should also be a sefen o'shalem. Ne'amar kan rosh o'chorav. V'ne'amar la'alan rosh o'chorayim. Ma'la'alan ayidei nituach. Avkan ayidei nituach. Ah, you'll say, but by the Yoyla, it's ayidei hefshet v'nituach. So here too it should be ayidei hefshet. Avadom, no. V'kirvo u'pirsho. My Talmud, Amr Papa, Kishem Shepisho Bikirbo, Kav Bisaro, the Old Old.